for giving me the floor again. The Secretariat would just like to draw for your information and for information of this discussion, the attention to the decision that this working party made on this topic last year. And if you allow me, in the endorsed report of the working party, paragraph 33, it reads as follows. Russian Federation proposed to establish a coordination committee on EATL railway route number one, as in the case of the already functioning committees on the Trans-Caspian routes. In this regard, the working party invited the Secretariat, pending availability of resources, to start work on the formation of the coordination committee on the EATL railway route number one, and to present a progress report at the forthcoming 37th session of the working party in September 2024. The working party indicated that in case of demand from member states and permitting resources, new coordination committees on different corridors could in the future be established in the framework of the working party. Now, this is what WP5 decided at that point, as is reflected in the report. I would now like to refer, because then the proposal was repeated by the Russian Federation at this year's Inland Transport Committee. In the report of the Inland Transport Committee, paragraph 76, there is a reference to recalling the relevant decisions of WP5. The committee further welcomed the proposal of the Russian Federation and the Republic of Belarus to establish the coordination committee of interested parties on the EATL railway route number one. So this is just for information sharing purposes, so that the working party can consider this information and take an informed decision on how it wishes this decision to be formulated.